Welcome to Fit Food Junkies, addicted to health.
My name is Emily E., and I'm a certified group fitness instructor and personal trainer. We will not only talk about fitness and nutrition, but also explore how to build a strong mindset, have ultimate motivation, and how to live life to its fullest. Let's start on our health and fitness journey together. Welcome back to Fit Food Junkies. I'm so excited to have you guys here today. Today is one of the most interesting interviews. I learned so much, especially in a field that I knew absolutely nothing about. Do you know that mushrooms can have cancer-fighting properties? They're immunity boosters. They can help lower cholesterol, have many antioxidants, have anti-inflammatory powers. They can help fight aging and so much more. Danielle Ryan Broda is going to share with us today the world of fungi, adaptogens, and herbal medicine. We are going to learn all about the benefits behind mushrooms, which kind of mushroom to use for various health boosters, how to sleep better, the pros and cons of caffeine and coffee, how to stay more alert using herbal medicine, how to have healthier, glowing skin, and what kind of mushroom to use for each specific health benefit. Danielle is a key player in the worldwide mushroom movement. As a registered herbalist, certified holistic nutritionist, instructor of mycology, and national educator of Four Sigmatic, a healthy beverage company that specializes in mushroom-based drinks, Danielle is teaching the world about the importance of a life on functional mushrooms. After several years in Asia, she went to study holistic medicine. Upon completing her graduate studies in clinical herbalism, she opened her private practice where she worked with hundreds of clients specializing in functional mushroom-based treatment for individuals with autoimmune conditions and chronic illness. Danielle brings her passion and expertise into herbal medicine, clinical practice, teaching, formulation, and her deep love for fungi to everything she does. Before we get to the interview, I just want to mention that I am an affiliate with Four Sigmatic. If you use my discount code FITFOOD, that's FITFOOD, you can get 15% off anytime. I only talk about companies that I absolutely love, and Four Sigmatic is definitely one of them. They sell over 30 mushroom products, and that includes coffee replacement beverages, wellness elixirs, protein supplements, beauty products, and a lot more. Definitely check them out and use my code FITFOOD at checkout. All right, it is now the time we've all been waiting for. I am so excited to introduce Danielle Ryan Broda.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on. You were just telling me you are in Colorado right now.
I am. I am in Boulder, Colorado. It is a beautiful bluebird day, as we say out here.
I love it. Yeah, last time I was in Colorado, I competed in track there, and it was beautiful. I have to go back.
You come on out.
I know. You were saying that you also went to school there. So you are a registered herbalist, certified holistic nutritionist, so much more. So tell me about yourself.
Yeah, there's a lot of different chapters to my journey, but right now I'm in Boulder. I came out here about 6 years ago to attend grad school here for herbal medicine. And I now teach at that school. So I teach mycology. And
what is mycology?
Yeah, the study and science of mushrooms, of fungi.
What triggered your interest in mushrooms?
There are so many small things that were guiding me here. I had no kind of direct path of, I want to work with mushrooms, so I'm going to do this X, Y, and Z, which made it a very unique organic process. You know, a lot of people are like, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a massage therapist, whatever their route is. And there's a pretty straightforward path. And when it comes to mycology and fungi, that isn't quite the case. And I had no idea that I would end up specializing in mushrooms, but here I am, and it feels so aligned and meant to be. But yeah, I mean, there were different kind of stepping stone, studying environmental studies in my undergrad and becoming a certified permaculture designer. So working a lot with organic gardening and designing different landscapes to be sustainable and zero waste. I moved to Southeast Asia when I finished my undergrad and was leading backcountry treks through Northern Thailand and Northern India and staying with hill tribe villages and doing work with them. And they maintain a very traditional lifestyle, which includes herbal medicine as a big part of their world. And so there was a lot of firsthand experience with going out in the forest and not only harvesting plants for dinner, but also different barks and roots that were used in the medicine cabinet. And so it was amazing. I remember this one time I got, we call it a Thai tattoo. You all ride motorcycles out there and you got a burn from the exhaust. And I was living at this little permaculture farm and the man, he was this really wild man named Sandot, and he had one eye and he ran the whole farm. And he's like, oh, come here, come here. And I speak Thai, so this is like all happening in Thai. And he dug up this root, chewed it, and then put it right on my burn. I was like, oh God, is this sanitary? Like, I'm a wilderness first responder, you know? Like, but it was amazing. I found out later it was a turmeric root, you know, this bright orange root. And so there was just so many experiences. I was out there for about 3 years working with the natural medicine and seeing how integrated that is to daily life out there. And wanted to formalize my education. So I came to Colorado to go to school at the Colorado School of Clinical Herbalism and opened a private practice, working with all sorts of clients around the country. And based on the clients that were showing up at my door, I ended up focusing on functional mushroom-based treatment. I was working with a lot of autoimmune clients and chronic illnesses and all sorts of ailments that the Western world didn't quite have a name or a solution for. And so there were very few plants that I felt safe working with. And the mushrooms were one of the most effective options for these wide range of bodies that I was dealing with.
Ooh, what an incredible journey. In terms of mushrooms, so you were saying that was the one plant that you had a lot of confidence in terms of the holistic fashion and the healing patterns, but was there a specific time that really fascinated you about the mushroom to continue studying it? Or was it just looking at all the plants and seeing kind of which plant had the biggest benefit and effect on people?
Yeah, so this is a big learning point, but fungi are not actually plants. They were thought to be part of the plant kingdom up until about 40, 50 years ago. And then we realized they're actually nothing like plants. So they're actually their own kingdom. So just as we're part of the animal kingdom, there's the plant kingdom. Fungi are their own kingdom. And it's a massive kingdom. For every plant out there, there's at least 6 mushroom species. So think about every plant you know, right? Every
something new every day.
Root, vegetable, tree, shrub, there's 6 times as many species in this fungal kingdom. And so it's this huge juxtaposition where they're literally everywhere. We are breathing in spores in every breath. They are under our feet via this, it's called the mycelium network. They are in us, right? In our microbiome, often referred to as the microbiome. We are eating fungi all the time. Everything that's fermented, from coffee beans to your cacao to bread and alcohol and cheese, that's all possible via specific fungi. And yet there's so limited knowledge, especially in the West. And so we have this, you know, they're the oldest species and at the same time, some of the youngest studies, right? It's the largest species on Earth. And we know very little about it. Like, we have this huge kind of back and forth. But, and I love that. I love really fringy kind of, it's like, why aren't we looking at that? You know, and that draws me there. You know, the poisonous plants. I'm like, oh, I get so much more respect from the plants that are poisonous, even looking at, you know, a dandelion. It's like, okay, wow, we really have to understand this. Yeah, like a specific moment is really hard to pinpoint. I think the mushrooms were kind of like planting little, I would say spores, which are like mushroom seeds, in different chapters of my life. So, you know, I got really into industrial composting and mycorrhiza fungi, right? They're these fungi that live in the soil, and really started learning about how large of a part they were for healthy soils. You know, in being a plant, primarily plant-based eater, right? Bringing fungi on board through herbalism. It's like, oh, where's the mushroom medicine in all of these herb books and this whole repertoire? And so they kept kind of rearing their heads in different ways, to the point that it just became so obvious of like, this is what I'm meant to focus on, and felt like matchmaking heaven.
I love it. And it's also so interesting because it's almost like this call to action where something comes into your life. And it's, I think it's really cool because a lot of people don't pay attention or don't have as much knowledge and the foundations behind mushrooms. So for you to be able to study this kingdom is so rare. It's so unique. And I'm really excited to hear more in terms of immune system. So I want to go into all the benefits right now. In this pandemic, everyone wants to know how to boost their immune systems. Yes. So what are some immune health secrets behind this kingdom of fungi?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked. So if you look for mushroom supplements in any grocery store, they'll usually be in the aisle labeled immune. And the reason for that is this subsect of mushrooms that we're talking about are called functional mushrooms. They're some of the oldest natural medicines used in all sorts of cultures around the world. We're kind of the last to catch on in the West, but in traditional Chinese medicine and in Russian folk medicine, Korean folk medicine, Japanese folk medicine, these mushrooms have been used for hundreds, some of them even thousands of years. And so it's nothing new. I'll just start with that, to use mushrooms for health benefits. And
it's new more to Western culture, but it's been around for so long.
Exactly. Yep. And there's this overarching commonality that many of our functional mushrooms share. And that action is called immunomodulation. And so what that means is these certain compounds in the mushrooms, they're called polysaccharides, beta glucans, these complex sugar chains, they essentially work to find balance and equilibrium in our immune functioning. And so, the metaphor that I like to use is cruise control. So they're like cruise control for your immune system, right? So Emily, you have like a certain level, let's say you function optimally and your speed is 60 miles an hour. And my speed, let's say, is 70 miles an hour. And someone else's is 50, right? All around this range. And depending on our bodies, our environment, our state of health, our immune function can either be underactive, which is more commonly the case, or overactive, which is the case in autoimmune conditions, right? Too much immune activity. So we think about our baseline, and then we think, okay, so let's say for you and I who don't have autoimmune conditions, to my knowledge, we might have underactive immune activity, maybe change of seasons, there's a global pandemic going around, whatever it might be, we want to encourage our immune system to stay at that optimal, you know, miles per hour. So, you know, you're functioning at 60, your immune system, oh gosh, global pandemic, your immune system drops. You're now at 40 miles an hour. You take a functional mushroom extract and it can literally activate your immune system to bring you back into your peak level of function. For bodies that have autoimmune conditions, too much immune function, let's say they're at like 80 miles an hour, that same functional mushroom extract will tamper down their immune response to bring them back into that level of equilibrium.
And so are you saying it's not going to bring you up or down? It's just going to level you out by your baseline where you need to be.
So depending on where your body is at, it will bring you to your kind of optimal level of immune functioning. So it's not stimulating, which is what a lot of our immune herbs do. They're more of a temporary stimulation to fight off an antigen, you know, tomorrow or in 2 days or next week. But it's really dangerous to take immune stimulating supplements of any kind for too long. It's almost like tricking your system, as opposed to these functional mushrooms, which are modulating. They're one of the few immune supporting natural options that are actually safe and meant to be taken long term. So they're like keeping us in this optimal level of immune functioning. We take it now to ensure that we don't get sick, you know, this winter or next year at this time.
And do you recommend to just get any mushroom extract and be taking this every day to boost your immune system?
This is a big question. It really depends on, I guess, if you're going out in the marketplace, there are like a handful, usually like 10 mushrooms that are really taking the spotlight right now. Mm-hmm. Any of them are going to be, so our big players, you know, our reishi, chaga, lion's mane are kind of like the three heavy hitters. But if you find a functional mushroom supplement, we can talk about some things to look for to make sure you're getting a high quality option. Mm-hmm. But all of them are going to be supportive to the immune system. And then each mushroom does something additionally unique. So it's kind of like you and I both have an interest in wellness. We're both women. We live in America. We have these commonalities. That's like the mushrooms having this immune supporting quality in common.
That's the kingdom.
The kingdom is massive. So the kingdom includes everything from black mold to, psychedelic mushrooms to culinary varieties to these functional few. So the kingdom is, the number of species is debated. I believe there's a couple million, up to 3 million species. And when we talk about the functional mushrooms, we're talking about, there's a couple hundred that have proven medicinal benefits to the body. But for today's audience, we'll keep it to like 3, maybe 10 if we want to get crazy.
And let's say I want to boost my immune system. What are some key, ingredients or additions to these mushroom extracts that I should be looking for?
Oh, there's so many. So would you want to take something long-term, or you want to like kick your immune system into gear like right now to fight something off tomorrow?
Can you tell me both?
Yeah, absolutely. So when it comes to, the world of herbal medicine is massive. And I'm the type of herbalist that I am is a vitalist herbalist, which means I look at individual bodies, and we call them constitutions, to assess what would be the right plant or fungi for you. And I find that's where a lot of the magic happens. Again, this like matchmaking. So for example, every body can be either warmer or cooler or more moist or more dry. Mm-hmm. And our plants and fungi have similar energetics. So think about, like ginger is a really warming, dry herb versus like aloe vera, right, is a really moistening, cooler herb. And each of our bodies have that too. So beyond the action of like ginger is great for digestion or immune support, we want to look at your body, and there's lots of different ways to do this. Think about being in a room, and if you're the one that always has a sweatshirt on, like you might have a cooler constitution. And there's ways, the color of your skin, the tone that you enunciate can give me or practitioner, whoever you're working with, tools to understand what your constitution is. And then we want to choose the proper plants or fungi to align with what would be best for your body at given times. Mm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's individualized. That's what I've taken. I took a class in Eastern medicine in college. And it was my first class ever. It was the introductory class to Eastern medicine. And it was so interesting because I learned that a lot of times Western culture, it's kind of that one size fits all model. Whereas Eastern medicine, it's the individualized approach. It's not one size fits all. And I think that's so important in medicine. So even when I asked you, you're saying it's individualized, like you're saying that I run colder and what would work for me would not work for you. And I think that's really interesting. So in terms of focusing on that individualized aspect, in order to find the right mushroom extract, would someone need to speak to someone like you who's a registered herbalist, or is this something that they can find information on their own?
Yeah, a little of both. I always recommend working with a practitioner if you mm-hmm. have a specific ailment that you are, you know, looking for help with. But starting really slowly, there's so much education out there as well. And I highly encourage doing your own research and learning yourself. And I'm really working on trying to put as many outlets out into the world like this to give people the tools to appropriately choose what medicine or what, you know, ally, I like to call them. There are allies that they want to work with. And so, you know, for example, I just put out on foursigmatic.com a totally free mushroom academy. So you can go and look at like, what's the best morning mushroom? What's the best evening mushroom? Ooh. What can I take these long term? You know, mixing and matching different mushrooms. So that's a great resource. And there's so many more, but you know, I think having some really basic understandings of like, this is what I'm looking for. This is the right dosage. And then the biggest lesson constantly when we're talking about individualized medicine is learning to listen to our own bodies. Mm-hmm. Right? There is so much wisdom. Our bodies have evolved to thrive and they want to give us different signals. So when we take something and it makes us feel really good, we want to be able to know what to look for, to feel if it's working, mm-hmm. and to also pay attention of like, oh, this isn't making me feel great. Let me take a smaller amount or let me try something else. Right. But you know, my goal constantly when I have a client, I'm like, my goal is for you to no longer have to see me. That means that we've been successful when right. you're like, I understand what my body is trying to tell me and also mm-hmm. what allies I have available to help me deal with what I'm feeling or experiencing.
So for the average person, let's just say you have a specific person that doesn't want to go through the research. If they just went out and bought a mushroom extract to boost their immune system, would that be okay for them? And are they going to seek the benefits without looking at the individualized approach?
Yeah, I say, so I'm so glad you're using the word extract because there's a couple big things to look for to make sure that you're getting a high quality supplement. When it comes to mushrooms, I personally, there's a lot of debate out there about which part of the mushroom you should use. And that might be for a later segment, but I'm really, an advocate of using what we call the fruiting body, which is the mushroom itself. So looking for the fruiting body and then making sure it's been extracted is really key. Mm-hmm. So our bodies actually can't absorb many of the compounds, in mushrooms in their raw form. So that word extraction is really key. And then a proper dosing of that fruiting body extract. So there's like a lot of pixie dusting out there, which is like putting a tiny little bit in a formula and then someone being like, yeah, I didn't experience anything from it. It's like, yeah, well, yeah, you needed like 100 times that amount. So having people start with 500 to 1500 milligrams and then consistency. So with mushrooms, it's really important to use them daily to experience an effect. They're very building and nourishing. They're not like Band-Aids. So they're meant to be taken long-term. So I always say take for 4 to 6 weeks before judging whether there's been an impact or not. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times with mushrooms, it's much more subtle. So it's not as if like, oh, I'm going to take this and all of a sudden, you know, be running a mile a minute. It's like, I'll have people take them every day and then they're like, oh, I actually didn't get sick this season for the first time mm-hmm. in a decade. Or, you know, I'm sleeping for a consistent 8 hours a night, which I haven't done in years. Or these more baseline functions that mm-hmm. are actually kind of the foundation of what it takes to kind of show up as an energized, healthy being.
Right.
It's not as like sexy and in your face of like, yeah, let me like take this and feel da 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 da.
Right.
We're going to slyly build you up so that you can be your best self. And you're not even going to remember that like we're under here creating all this magic for your foundation.
And when you say it's building you up, so what internally does it actually do to boost your immune system? What is it directly affecting inside of you?
Yeah. So the two main ways that, well, there's a few, but this immune modulation property, that action that's happening is really big in either down-regulating or up-regulating immune cells, right? So for us, you know, we take a reishi extract and it can literally activate certain immune cells, B cells, T cells, natural killer cells, to keep our bodies functioning optimally. They're also known as adaptogens. Mm-hmm. So adaptogens is this really trendy word in today's day, but they're essentially a group of herbs and fungi that have a non-specific action in the body. They help our bodies adapt to different stressors. And so when our bodies are in a state of stress,
I said also known as the time that we're going through now.
100%. Like, there is so much unavoidable stress happening, and stress is a survival mode. When we are stressed, we are literally, our bodies evolutionarily are designed to be in this fight or flight, like super paranoid, I'm in survival mode. And so many other functions of being a human kind of take the back seat to enable us to survive and stay alive. Mm-hmm. And so being in a state of stress directly suppresses our immune system, right? That's, so when we're stressed, our immune system is depleted. And so by supporting, right? So there's not this like direct action that's happening. It's by supporting our stress response, we almost enable our immune system to come out of airplane mode, right? To start working optimally again.
Another, so back to the balance.
Yes. Yeah, back to that balance is huge. A lot of our functional mushrooms are also supporting gut health. A huge majority of our immune cells live in our gut. And so by ensuring that we have healthy gut microbiota, mm-hmm. It's another kind of very baseline foundational way to ensure that our immune system is functioning optimally.
Also talking about gut health, I used to be, let's just say, coffee addict. I had so much coffee. I had like at least 2 cups a day, maybe more if it was a long day, no sleep. And maybe 3, but anyway, I loved caffeine, loved coffee. And I realized after a while that not only was caffeine not really agreeing with me, with my gut health, but also I was just reading up a lot about caffeine, and it's again, individualized approach, but sometimes it's not good if you have a cyst, there's just like a lot of parts that caffeine could actually counteract against your body. And after reading about it and seeing how it affected me individually, I had to stop drinking caffeine, which was really hard, going from, you know, drinking a lot of coffee to all of a sudden just snapping out of it. And I'm that kind of person that if I realize something's not agreeing with me or not good for me, I'm going to stop it right away. And I did. And I haven't had coffee since. And I thought I was going to go through all these withdrawals, but what saved me was the 4-Sigmatic, the mushroom cacao mix. And it is so good. It tastes like hot chocolate. It's delicious. I look forward to it every morning, and it tastes like I'm having coffee. It's just that replacement, but I have now those mushroom benefits in it, which is so interesting. So I want to ask you, is caffeine bad? Should people be replacing their caffeine consumption with mushroom, like 4-Sigmatic, with these mushroom mixes?
So caffeine, good or bad, is a really big topic. Caffeine on its own, right, is an isolated compound. And when you find it, into holistic medicine, that's what we're doing, is using the whole plant or whole fungi. Mm-hmm. And it's important to take into account that caffeine, whether it's in a coffee bean or in a green tea leaf, right, we sell matcha, that there's lots of other synergistic compounds that are interacting with that caffeine, right? So the caffeine on its own, which is kind of the big baseline difference between pharmaceutical medicine and Western medicine and holistic or Eastern medicine, is this idea of isolating a certain compound, mm-hmm. like caffeine, versus having it in as part of the whole food form that it's found in nature. And so we know that there's a lot more familiarity with our bodies when we take a whole food based, whatever it might be, supplement, ingredient. And so, for example, in it's not that it's bad or good on its own. The question is kind of what's the form that you're taking it in? And then how much is too much? So again, that's going to be body dependent, but a lot of times a little bit of caffeine, especially when it's found in synergy with many other compounds like magnesium or, L-theanine, like these other compounds that we know have benefits to our body. We don't experience some of the side effects that happen when we take it isolated or in too strong of a form, or if we take an excessive amount.
Or even maybe how it's made, like if you buy a specific brand, how processed it is.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So the cacao that you're drinking, we call it cacao, not cocoa, because it's a very minimally processed version of the cacao bean, right? From this Theobroma cacao tree. So a lot of the antioxidants are still in place. It's actually a superfood in and of itself versus cocoa, which has been highly refined and heat processed to create that final processed powder. Mm-hmm. So yeah, caffeine, it's like a little bit can be really effective to keep us focused, have the benefits that we might be looking for from that cup of coffee, but there is this slippery slope of how much is too much.
Right. And right.
So there's amazing synergy that happens when you combine ingredients like adaptogens with caffeine. So we do actually sell coffee. We sell real, organic fair trade Arabica coffee, but we add these functional mushroom adaptogen extracts into the formula, which creates, again, this really amazing balancing synergistic effect where, along with getting the benefits from your, lion's mane mushroom or your reishi that you're drinking, you're also kind of tampering down a lot of the effects that come with too much caffeine.
You have the right synergistic balance with caffeine and with the mushrooms.
Absolutely. It's like keeping that caffeine habit and like your coffee habit, which habits are amazing. It's really difficult to develop a new habit. So I always want to know, what is that thing that you do consistently every day? And let's keep that, because we want to have routine. That's where we see long-term benefits with these functional ingredients, is when they're habitually used. And so let's identify those habits, but create kind of a better for you option at each step of the way.
Huh, so interesting. And in terms of caffeine, so how can you increase your energy without coffee?
Yeah, so lots of ways. Our bodies want to be energized. And it's almost like, I think of our bodies and our energy like a life river, like a flowing river. And there's a lot of things that are blocking that life force, that, strong river flow from moving. And so a big thing is, how can I make sure I'm removing the obstacles to allow my body to have the energy that it wants to have? And some of those big kind of boulders or dams in that flow are stress is a huge thing, right? When we're stressed, it completely depletes our energy. When we're stressed, it can also kind of damper our sleep quality. There's lots of foods that we're eating that can kind of put a dam in that process. And then for short-term energy fixes, so there's kind of two ways we can look at it. It's like, how can we support the body from this really root-based level to allow us to have energy naturally, which is what I want to do long-term. Like, right. I never want anyone to need something or have to rely on something to have the energy that they need to go about their daily life. So it's really, simultaneously, let's make sure we're supporting the stress response, allowing someone to get a deep night of sleep, making sure they have the baseline nutrition, macro and micronutrients, to be able to, have proper gut health, to give their cells the energy that they need, to ensure we're hydrated. And then for kind of those, while we're building that foundation, there are natural ways that we can have more of a quick bit of energy. A few, it kind of depends what type of energy we're looking for. But when it comes to functional mushrooms, lion's mane is this amazing mushroom. You can think of it like lion's mane for your brain. But that supports productivity and focus and creativity. And so that's something you could take more, you know, day to day to get those benefits. We also have an amazing kind of, we call it our perform or energizing mushroom called cordyceps, which helps to oxygenate the bloodstream. So when our bodies have more oxygen, we actually feel a greater sense of energy without there being a stimulant. So there's lots of, yeah, whether it's through kind of ingesting certain mushrooms or herbs, as well as lifestyle practices are huge. When we talk about holistic wellness, it's important, like, of course, what we're eating and what we're taking, but also what else we're doing to ensure that we're supporting our bodies so we can have the energy that we naturally want to have and our bodies kind of are evolved to have.
What about better sleep using these adaptogens? So we kind of have that. I know you're not a real stimulant, but more of those pick me up with the lion's mane. So what about to kind of wind down and go to sleep?
Yeah. So reishi, our queen of mushrooms, we call her our chill mushroom, is the best, kind of the best extract to take either mid-afternoon or end of day to really support that occasional stress and help your body unwind and prepare for a deep night of sleep so that you can wake up, right? That's another huge foundational point, is when we get good sleep, like that's a direct way that we can have more energy the next morning instead of having like a rocky night of sleep and then something that props us up the next day.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, they will off the bat go to medicine. That's Western culture right there. You can't sleep, I'm going to take medicine, right? You're going to go see a doctor to help you to sleep better. Whereas Eastern medicine is going to say, okay, let's look at all these different, maybe it's herbs or different parts in the functional side of medicine that can help you wind down and fall asleep or whichever part that you need help in. But that's what's really, intrigues me so much about Eastern medicine, because it's so much about that prevention aspect. It's so much about the healing part of it as well. So it's not just, don't go straight to those medicines right away. Look at those alternatives and maybe try mushrooms. Maybe they will help you.
Yeah, they will. They are so beyond incredible. You know, in the cultures that they've been used in for thousands of years, they are known as, you know, they have these crazy revered names, whether it's elixirs of life or, you know, tonics of immortality, like queen of mushrooms, king of mushrooms. These are such incredibly powerhouse ingredients. And I feel that we are finally ready to embrace them in the West because we need what they're offering us so desperately. And so we're ready to bring the fungi into our daily lives. And, you know, that's kind of our whole philosophy at Four Sigmatic, is we know it's really hard to start new habits, no matter what habit it is. And so we look at what people already do and let's almost find a way to sneak these functional ingredients into those daily habits, whether it's morning coffee or something sweet to unwind at the end of the day, or plant-based protein, even skincare.
Let's say if I just go to the market and get mushrooms and just buy mushrooms and cook with mushrooms, am I going to have amazing benefits and effects just by eating those mushrooms? Or do I have to additionally get it extracted or, you know, have it in these different ways that Four Sigmatic offers?
Yeah. So there are mushrooms that double as culinary mushrooms. So those that we would cook up and throw in a stir fry, and mushrooms that are considered functional or medicinal. So a couple of those crossovers are shiitakes, are incredibly medicinal, and you can get those at your supermarket. Maitake, lion's mane can also be, you know, cooked up. The important thing,
So lion's mane, let's say the lion's mane mushroom. So you said it was like the pick me up. So in the morning, if I'm making eggs, for example, and I put the lion's mane mushrooms, am I going to have those same pick me up effects that you were saying before? Causes kind of, you know, the increase of energy?
Yeah, so there's a really big difference between, I highly encourage everyone eating lion's mane. Yes, amazing, and eat all your mushrooms. Just make sure you're cooking them. But the mushroom fruiting body can be 30 to 90% water, depending on the species you're using. And so when we're talking about a highly concentrated extract versus, you know, a pound of mushrooms that you're gonna cook up with your eggs, that difference is night and day. So amazing. Yes, cook with them and they're incredible culinarily and you'll still get benefits. Absolutely. But when you're really looking for, you know, what they're labeled as in like a highly concentrated extract, there's a huge difference in potency that will depend on how you're going to feel.
Got it. And you said also make sure you cook. I mean, I'm assuming most would, but like, let's just say you put them in on a salad or something. Is that, that's not good, you're saying?
So mushrooms have a compound in their cell wall. It's called chitin. This is the same compound found in crustaceans. So think of like a lobster or a crab or a shrimp shell. Super, super tough, right? And so when we take mushrooms raw, like a raw shiitake, it's not necessarily that it's bad. It's almost like just eating fiber. It's like we have this gold mine of nutrition and medicinal compounds that our body isn't able to access. And so we want to be able to break open that chitinous cell wall, so that all of the functional nutrition can become bioavailable to our bodies.
Got it.
And heat is one of the most common ways to extract. So usually it's in a long hot water boil. We call that a decoction, mm-hmm. like a long tea, like medicine men and women cooking a cauldron up of mushrooms. So that hot water or via a tincture through an alcohol extract are kind of the two primary ways to break open that chitin, which is, you know, in what we call extracting.
Got it. Okay. So I will make sure to always cook my mushrooms.
Always cook your mushrooms.
As perfect as possible.
Yes.
What about skincare? How can skincare or how can mushrooms improve the quality of your skin?
Yeah. So there's kind of a double fold to this. It's taking certain mushrooms internally. And then what we've also done, we have a full skincare, well, we have three products so far in a skincare line that is fully organic edible skincare, right? So it's
edible. Okay.
Fully edible. So it's this idea when we put something on our skin, it goes directly into our bloodstream, right? And so I almost feel it's equally as important, if not more important, to be aware of what we put on our skin as what we put in our body, right? When we put things in our body, we have the benefit of it going through our stomachs, processing through our liver, getting into our intestinal tract. When we put something on our skin, it's directly in. So we don't have all of those gates and kind of processes. So the cleanliness of what we put on our skin is huge. And so it's both what we put in us. There's one of my favorite functional mushrooms. Wow, I have so many favorites. I can't even go there, but it depends on which one we use. So like chaga, which is our king of mushrooms, this incredible powerhouse of antioxidant properties. We know that antioxidants fight free radicals, right? In lots of our common skincare, you'll see rich in antioxidants, right? That's why we know berries are really great for our skin, or these dark colored fruits and vegetables. So by flooding the body with antioxidant properties internally, it's a great way to kind of have glowing skin from the inside out. We also have mushrooms like this really beautiful mushroom called tremella, which is a jelly fungus that retains up to 100 times its weight in water. So it's this hydration mushroom. A lot of times our skin issues come from dryness and that leading to wrinkles or, you know, certain lackluster skin tone. And so by ensuring our cells are hydrated from the inside out, that's another way to, you know, glow and support healthy skin. Mm-hmm. You know, ensuring that your gut health, there's so many internal processes too, that instead of like, we're so used to, let me slap something on my skin to cover it up and feel beautiful. And I really want to shift that perspective to how can I make sure my liver is functioning optimally? Right? How can I make sure that my digestive health is really strong. And from that place, our bodies don't need to find external pathways to release toxins if there is proper functioning of our organs. Mm-hmm. So really looking at, again, this kind of root-based approach so that our skin can be healthy and glowing naturally without needing a Band-Aid.
Right. I love that you said the root-based approach, because I know someone who her liver has a hard time detoxifying itself. And as a result of that, she's breaking out a lot on her face. Or, yeah, you know, if someone has a hormone imbalance, you're going to see them breaking out a lot on their face. Or if one organ isn't functioning, your body's going to show it one way or another. So the fact that you're saying, instead of having a Band-Aid to cover that up, let's focus on internally how these adaptogens can help our inside, so then it can clear our skin and the outside will glow and show as a result of it.
Absolutely. And then when we do want, you know, we all use beauty products too. So let's make sure that they're the highest quality, ideally food grade, which is what we're trying to do, you know, in creating. We have a face mask, a serum, and a butter that are all fully edible. So, you know, if your skin is eating them, and then you can eat them as well. And I'm so excited to see the skincare industry move more and more in that direction, as we realize the importance of what we put on our skin should be as clean as what we put in us.
And you are the national educator of Four Sigmatic. So for those who do not know what Four Sigmatic is, will you explain it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So Four Sigmatic, we are a superfood wellness company. And our goal is to elevate your daily routine with the world's most nutrient dense ingredients. And so, as we've been talking about today, many of those ingredients are functional mushrooms. There are also many plant-based adaptogens, as well as superfoods like the cacao that Emily, you drink every morning. Yes, plant-based protein and matcha and all sorts of superfoods. So what our brand name means is Four Sigma foods are literally the top 50 to 100 most researched, most nutrient dense foods on the planet. Mm-hmm. And we want to bring those into every person's daily life, daily routine to build that foundation. My personal goal is giving us the tools that we need so that our bodies can function optimally and we can all go out and do the work we need to do in the world.
And if I am someone who has heard this interview and I think it's fascinating and I need help with my skin and I'm tired and I need help with sleep, but I don't even know what mushroom, even though we talked about it, they don't really know where to start. Can that person just go on to Four Sigmatic and kind of look up what they need help in, whether it's skin or whether it's their gut health, and then pick through those different, through what you guys offer basically on your website? How does that work exactly?
Yeah, absolutely. All of our products are categorized into 3 different buckets. And so we have, you can look at them by either action or by time of day. We want to make it really easy and really accessible to understand when and why to use every one of our products. And so we have products that will have a green bar on them. And those are all of our defend products. So they're any time of day, you take them to support your immune system. And then we have orange products. Think of orange like sunshine first thing in the morning. And those are our products for productivity, right? So helping you think and get going. And then no routine is complete without a rest and reset, a chill. So then we have products that have blue, this blue bar on the top of them, which are all of our balance, unwind, chill products that can be taken to support occasional stress or at the end of the day. So morning, midday, or morning, all day, or the evening, or more immune support, productivity, or that chill and stress.
Got it. I will look into that. Also, as a registered herbalist, what kind of person would come to see you? What kind of issue would they have going on to come basically and have you help them?
Yeah. A big wide range of individuals. In my practice specifically, it's a lot of people that said, I've tried every practitioner and you are my last resort. What can you do for me? So a lot of undiagnosed ailments of all sorts, you know, things that we don't have an answer to in the traditional Western model. And so what that brought, you know, that's why I worked with so many clients with autoimmune conditions, mm-hmm. is because we don't have a direct pill or diagnosis or treatment for those conditions.
So but, interesting.
Yeah. I mean, as a holistic practitioner, it's really, no matter what you're dealing with, sometimes it, you know, I'd work with high performing athletes or mm-hmm. People that were like, I just need help sleeping and I don't want to get on a medication, or people that wanted to wean off of a medication. Like, I've been on this for 2 decades and I want to get off and know if there's other options. A lot of times people just, I want to feel better. I don't know what's going on. And I'm tired or I have headaches or pretty much anything you can think of. Mm-hmm. That people want a more holistic, natural alternative to long-term health.
Mm, love it. And where can people find you if they need to seek help or have it, get advice or any guidance? Where can people find you?
Yeah, my website is DanielleRyanWellness.com. And my social is at DanielleRyanBroida. And then I'm on Four Sigmatic all the time. So you can go to foursigmatic.com and then follow us on all social channels at Four Sigmatic.
Yeah, I love how Four Sigmatic, they have such a niche in the market where I've never seen any company like them. And they have so much to offer with all these adaptogens involved in all of the products. I recently became an affiliate, so definitely check it out. I've become obsessed with Four Sigmatic and I'm excited to try even more products.
Thank you. We so appreciate your support.
Oh yes, of course. I love it. Also, Danielle, my last question for you. At Fit Food Junkies, our motto is addicted to health. What are you addicted to?
I feel like this is a trick question. I'm like, can I be so obvious?
It could be so obvious.
I am truly addicted to functional mushrooms. And
I never thought you would say that.
Never, right? I just truly believe they are the missing link in so many of our daily routines, and this incredibly safe, supportive ally that can help raise our vitality and bring so much elevated wellness into our daily lives, giving us the tools we need to be our best selves. And they're everywhere. They're so here for us. They're safe, and I just couldn't feel like there's more of an important time than in the crazy year we're living through to have these natural options to support primarily our stress and our immune systems. Like, they are just more relevant than ever.
That's so true. And next time you think about going straight to the medicine cabinet, maybe think about mushrooms, look into Four Sigmatic, and maybe there's a way that can improve your quality of sleep, your energy levels, your skin, so much more. Danielle, thank you so much for expanding my mind today, showing me the kingdom of mushrooms that I didn't even know had its own kingdom. But it's so interesting to hear the medicinal, the functional side of it that I didn't know about. And my mind is now open to these new ideas, to want to try more, and also just recommend this to people who maybe, I know someone who is going through an autoimmune disorder right now, or autoimmune disease, that maybe this can help them. So it's also just having that knowledge base that you can help others around you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been such a pleasure.
You are so fascinating and so intelligent, and just thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your knowledge with me today and everyone.
Yeah.
And getting into the world of mushrooms.
Sounds great. Much love.
I hope you guys found this interview as fascinating as I did and learned something new today. Check out Danielle on her Instagram at Danielle Ryan Broda. Check out Four Sigmatic at Four Sigmatic. And let me know at Fit Food Junkies what you found the most interesting about this interview today. Just as a reminder, if you want to check out Four Sigmatic, I have a 15% off discount code. It's Fit Food. That's FITFOOD. Enjoy 15% off. And don't forget to try the cacao mix. It is my absolute favorite. I am so excited that you guys are joining the Fit Food Junkies journey with me.